The next thing is the report from the Democracy Now! Negotiation Task Force, who are going to be recommending the formation of a negotiating team. Who's presenting that motion?
I thought Greg was.
Okay. While we wait for that, is there any objection to the body? Gentleman from, I'm sorry, sir? From no, I know from PFW. Your name's Nightwolf? I'm sorry? Nightwolf was presiding at a funeral during our public comment and asked if he might be able to speak to the board. May we accept his
Absolutely.
Comment now while we wait for Greg?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I greet all of you in the language of my people. I suyu taishu shudanalai. Thank you for allowing me to speak this evening for just a few minutes. There are many underserved groups within the Pacifica Network. However, I represent the most underserved group of people in Pacifica and the nation, the American Indian. 6 years I've been on the radio, WPFW. I have met and surpassed all of the goals for each and every fundraiser. Some of the organizations in America, the Native American organizations, have given not the $89.30 or the $100 or the $150, but $500, $1,000, $1,500 in these fundraisers. Yet and still, the voice of the Native American on WPFW has been all but silenced. We have our holidays, and we have our national issues. We're still here, but we're not heard. A few weeks ago, I brought to the radio airwaves of WPFW an issue of ongoing racial profiling, discrimination, and police brutality by the Mississippi Police Department of Philadelphia, Mississippi. And all of you will remember that that is the part of the country where they hung Swerner Cheney and the other guy, I can't remember his name. Okay, Goodman. But right now, down in Mississippi, the Choctaw Indian is being victimized and brutalized regularly. This did not hit mainstream press. And it probably won't hit until another 5 or 6 weeks, because there will be a discrimination lawsuit filed in federal court. And these are just, this is just one of the many issues that I brought to the attention of my listening audience. We have been promised for almost 5 years that this show would get an additional hour, because our content in 1 hour far exceeds content needed for a 4-hour show. But every time we go and talk to the general manager about it, it gets shot down. I'm a human being just like all of you, and my people are human beings just like all of you. We're not tokens. 630 plus treaties between the United States government and American Indians, signed by my ancestors in good faith, none has been lived up to. '1492 was just the beginning of the destruction of nations and sovereignty and well-being. 1492 there are over 70 million Native Americans right here in the United States. By 1920, they had murdered us and reduced us to 245,000. And now we're back at 3.5 million. Our people are educated. Positions of power and authority. But it is restricted to a reservation system that gives little, if any, exposure to who we really are. You have a young lady down in Texas, Jacqueline Baptiste, who should be treated better than she's treated. She's a Native American. You have my brother in New York, BAI, Tiakason Ghost Horse, should be treated better than he's treated. I propose today that Pacifica not only take a necessary or long look at the situation of the American Indian in the Americas now, but be about making a change or instituting a policy of a national weekly radio program that will deal with the issues of the Native American. We did not cede our land. Our land was stolen. The different places in the United States that Pacifica has radio stations, that land that is sitting on where you sit, it's not your land. It's our land, stolen from us. So I'm requesting, as I look around this room and I see all of the members of the human family, in our medicine wheel, there are four colors, the red, the black, the white, the yellow. That represents humanity. And one missing, the other three will not survive. We are hanging on by a thread. The poorest communities in America are not in urban ghettos, but people that can't afford to eat, people that don't have fuel to stay warm in the wintertime, the highest suicide rate amongst teenagers is right on Native American reservations. Back in August of last year, I asked my listeners and supporters to help me take food, warm boots, shoes, clothes, money to pay for fuel to 9 tribes in South Dakota. And they did more than fill a 53-foot tractor trailer. And we got on the road. But if I had 553-foot tractor trailers filled, that would not have been enough. When we pulled into Pine Ridge, on the road to Pine Ridge, there was a 96-year-old Lakota woman walking down the road with a plastic bag with 2 potatoes, a stick of lard, and an onion, walking 14 miles. And I stopped the truck. And I said, let me talk to this woman. So Verona Iriarte, my director of research and development, that went out with me, we headed right back to her. And I said, grandmother, what are you doing walking in all of this snow with just those tennis shoes on and those socks? Well, this is what I have to eat for the next 2 weeks. People think that because some Indian tribes have casinos that's making a lot of money, that Indians are doing well. That's the biggest lie that's ever been told.
Ms. Nyman, how much more time do you need to complete your statement?
Just 3 minutes. We deserve to be heard. We deserve fairness. As a matter of fact, I'm not asking. I'm insisting. And I'm talking to your heart, your humanity, to help my people survive. We're not asking for money. We're asking for more time to tell the true story of America that is not in the history books. I thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Mr. Knight, well, last time I was here, I heard on your show that Robert Williams, not the person who wrote Negroes with Guns, but the scholar from the attorney from Arizona, was doing a radio show that he was going to distribute via the net on these issues. Did that happen?
No.
Thank you. Maybe Pacifica could also support activities like that someday.
We make promises.
Yes, I know.
We've been making promises for 5 years.
I understand.
No promises are kept.
Thank you for your statement.